Time now for Western Michigan at Work, the program that brings you each week the story of the industries and professions of Western Michigan and the people who work in them. This evening, we are to visit Western Michigan College in Kalamazoo. And here is your guide, Dr. Willis Dunbar.
It is not customary to think of a college as an industry. The primary purpose of an institution of higher learning is not to provide jobs, but jobs are an important byproduct. Western Michigan College provides employment for several hundred faculty and staff members, and the 4,000-odd students of the college are themselves working at a job, the job of learning. And these faculty and staff members and students of Western spend a great deal of money in the course of a year in Kalamazoo stores and shops, thus contributing substantially to the economic prosperity of the community as they do to its cultural enrichment. Now, when we think of Western Michigan College as an industry, perhaps our chief interest should be in the product that the college turns out. It would be possible to tell the story of Western's product, educated young men and young women, in terms of the numbers graduated and their achievements following their graduation. But I believe it will be more interesting for us to take a look at the product in the making, so to speak, students now enrolled at Western. It used to be that Western was exclusively a teacher's college, or a normal school, as it was called in the early days. And in the beginning, its students were almost exclusively young women. During the last few years, that has changed. Western now prepares students for many other kinds of careers than teaching, and the enrollment includes almost as many men as women. To emphasize this change, I have invited a group of young men who are studying at Western to be our guests tonight. Young men who are headed for different kinds of careers and professions. First, I'd like to bring to our microphone Lawrence Spitters, a Kalamazoo boy who is now a senior at Western. Lawrence started his college work before the war and then went into the Army. Then after his return, he resumed his studies. Well, what career are you headed for, Lawrence?
I'm headed for law, Doctor.
For the law. Don't we have enough lawyers already, Lawrence?
Well, I think there are quite a few, yes. But I've been told that there's always room at the top, and I think I'm going to be a good lawyer, so of course I am interested in going into law, and I don't think that the dearth of lawyers will work to one's advantage if he feels that he has capabilities in the law.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. Now, just why did you choose law?
Well, I chose law because I think my abilities are best adapted to law. I also chose law because I feel that it's very interesting. I like the type of study that law requires. I think that law deals with people, and of course I like to work with people, and I think that the field of law offers a service to the public and to people, which I would like to perform, of course.
Well, now, how do you know that your aptitudes run towards the law, Lawrence?
Well, I think my major interests are parallel to those of the field of law. I enjoy political science. I enjoy speaking, debating, argumentation, and things of that nature.
About how long does it take to become a lawyer?
From 6 to 7 years. With the program which Western has, the combined curriculum program, it requires but 6 years. Normally, however, it requires the AB degree prior to, or BS degree prior to going into law school, and it does require 7 years.
Well, now, what do you mean by the combined curriculum?
Well, Western has a curriculum set up with the University of Michigan whereby if a person pursues a course of 3 years of pre-law study at Western Michigan, he is awarded a undergraduate degree, a BS or AB degree from Michigan at the end of his first year of law school, and then 2 years subsequent to that is given his law degree.
What kind of courses do you take to prepare for law school?
Well, political science courses, courses in government, economics courses, public finance, history, U.S. and English, English literature, and a basic course in science.
Do you live at home, Lawrence?
Yes, I do.
Do you study with your radio on?
Well, I do some of my subjects, those that don't require too great a tax on the mind, I might say.
I see. Well, now, how many hours a week do you spend in class and in study? That is, how big is this job of being a student for you?
Well, I'm carrying 19 hours, and at
home... You mean you're 19 hours in class?
Yes, and I spend about... I should say 35 to 40 hours of study a week. I try and do my work well.
Do you have a job outside?
No, I don't.
You spend all of your time at the job of being a student?
I try to, yes.
All right, thank you very much, Lawrence. Next, I'd like to introduce Jack Townsend. Jack is a junior at Western. Where do you hail from, Jack?
Montague, Michigan, on White Lake the Beautiful, huh, Doctor?
None of your Chamber of Commerce adversions. We'll let it go. Montague, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. Now, what course are you taking, Jack?
I'm in the pre-medical curriculum, Doctor.
Pre-medical? Now, what does that involve?
Well, in the way of subjects...
Yes, what do you have to take in order to prepare for medical school?
Well, there are certain basic things which vary with the professional school which you expect to attend, but taking it from the standpoint of the University of Michigan, which is my goal, you have to have about 6 hours of rhetoric and about 14 hours of chemistry, which about six have to be organic. Then there is the very tough 8 hours of physics, which seems to bother most pre-meds. Then the there are various other recommended courses, and language is highly recommended, from 12 to 16 hours of either French, Spanish, or German.
Well, now do you have a combined curriculum in medicine as they do in law?
Yes, very much. It is very much the same as Lawrence outlined.
Have you any idea, Jack, how much it's going to cost you to finish your college and go to medical school? I mean, how much is it going to cost for you to get a doctor's degree and finish your internship and be ready to practice?
Well, the way things are now changing so rapidly, that's hard to say, but from my limited knowledge of what it entails, I believe $3,500.
How did you happen to decide to go into medicine?
Well, that's a thing that's hard for me to analyze. It seems to be something inside, but there are a few basic things like interest in the sciences, biology, mathematics, physics, chemistry, and then the influence of friends and relatives.
Was your father a doctor by any chance?
No, sir.
What was your father's occupation?
My father's a school teacher.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Jack. Now, I'd like to introduce our third guest, Wilbur Noel. What's your hometown, Wilbur?
I come from Coldwater.
From Coldwater? That's where they have that red-hot basketball team, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, what course are you taking at Western?
I'm taking pulp and paper technology.
Pulp and paper technology. Now, just what is that?
It is primarily intended for preparing men for technical work in the paper industry.
Well, now, isn't that something new at Western?
Yes, it was just started this semester, and or last semester, and it is a new and up-and-coming course. I think it'll go places.
Well, now, how long does that take?
Ordinarily, about 4.5 years.
4.5 years, all at Western?
Yes.
And what kind of courses do you take for that? Lots of chemistry, I presume?
Oh, you have a major in chemistry and a minor in pulp and paper technology and one other minor in math or in physics.
Have you any idea how many students are in this particular curriculum now?
I believe there are 23 enrolled at the present.
And this is the first year that it's been
yes,
offered?
Sir.
Well, now, how many hours do you spend in the laboratory a week, would you say?
In the laboratory, I spend approximately 15 hours a week.
15 hours?
Yes.
And what will you do when you finish your course?
I have three alternatives. I can go into technical sales or go into production.
Pardon me now, technical sales, just what is that?
Sales with a technical background, with training in college.
In the pulp and paper industry?
Yes.
I see.
Or I can go into production work or into chemical research in the paper industry.
Have you any idea which of those you'll choose?
I think that I'm inclined towards sales.
How did you happen to take up the pulp and paper business?
Well, it's a difficult question. I was in pre-engineering, and it seemed like quite a crowded field, and this opportunity presented itself, and it sounded good, so I took the opportunity when it was offered.
All right, fine, Wilbur. Thank you very much. Next, I'd like to introduce Mr. Keith Neely. Keith, where do you come from?
My home is in Clarksburg, Ontario, Canada.
Clarksburg, Ontario, Canada.
Yes, sir.
Well, how does it happen you found your way down to Western here?
Well, since I was 2.5 years old, I've stuttered. And during the time I was in a military hospital up home, I heard about the speech clinic here at Western Michigan College. And after my discharge from the hospital, I decided to come down and work on my speech and also to take the speech correction courses.
You stuttered when you came here?
Yes, sir, I did.
How did you talk then?
Well, it went something like this, doctor. My name is Keith Neely.
Oh, like
Neely.
That?
Yeah.
Well, certainly there's been a great improvement over that, Keith. Now, what do you have in mind as a career?
Well, after I graduate from here in June, I intend to go to Europe and study the speech correction over there. And after that, I hope to come back to the United States and take my doctorate in it.
Is quite a bit being done in the field of speech correction in Europe?
Yes, there is. Only from what I've been able to find out, their ideas and methods are backward, sort of.
Backward, different than ours, at least.
Yes, sir.
And what will you do when you finish and get your doctor's degree? Do you expect to teach then?
Yes, sir, I do. When I get my doctorate, I hope to return to Canada and there teach in one of the universities.
Well, now, what are speech correction courses like, Keith? What sort of things do you study? How do you go about it?
The speech correction courses given at Western Michigan College are all aimed at giving the speech correction student basic knowledge of the speech correction field. And during the time that we're taking these courses, we're given ample opportunity to observe the different types of speech defective people. And then once we've taken the basic courses, we are given the opportunity to work with the different types of speech defects under supervision.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. That's a very good explanation, and good luck to you and your ambition.
All right, Doctor, thank you.
And now our final guest, Dick Cutler. Dick, where do you come from?
Well, my home was originally in Nottawa, but now I live in Kalamazoo.
Nottawa, that's down Sturgis way, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Dick, what is your ambition?
Well, I'm studying to be a psychologist, Doctor.
A psychologist. Now, what is that? I know in a general way, but would you differentiate between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, let's say?
Well, a psychologist is primarily interested in personality disorders which arise out of an environmental situation. And a psychologist also does considerable research work, which a psychiatrist does not do. A psychiatrist is primarily a practitioner.
A type of physician, sir?
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, now, how did you happen to choose the field of psychology?
Well, it seemed to offer everything that I wanted. I have an intense interest in people, and I thought perhaps that I might like to teach, and I want to do research in some sort of science, so it just about fills the bill.
How long will your course be?
It'll be a total of 7 years, 4 years here at Western, and then 3 more from this June at some university.
And what kind of a job will you have when you get through?
Well, I'll be prepared to teach at the college level or do research.
Mm-hmm. I hear from the dean, Dick, that you're just about an all-A student. What's the secret of good grades?
Well, I don't think there is any particular secret. My own formula is just to keep current in my work, not let it get behind.
You ever practice a little psychology on your teachers?
Well, I may have, but I don't know it. I try to practice it on my wife.
Oh, you're married.
Yes.
Is your wife a student, too?
No, sir. She works.
She works, I see. Maybe she'll qualify for the Ph.T. degree.
And that's the putting husband through, isn't it?
That's right.
She certainly deserves it.
Well, fine. Thank you very much, Dick Cutler.
Thank you.
And now, our time is just about up. It has been nice to hear from all of you fellows, and good luck to all of you. Next week, we're going to take a look at a Dowagiac industry, the James Hedden Sons, known throughout the world as makers of fine fishing tackle. And now, here's your announcer.
Western Michigan at Work is a weekly feature of WKZO's program schedule, broadcast every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company in the public interest. You're listening to WKZO with studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.